What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Joining us now, he is Tyler Dunn from GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Tyler, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
What's up, Sparky? Good to hear that voice, man. It's been too long.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. I want to talk about this podcast you did. I went and I listened to your podcast talking about Jordan Love earlier today. First, I want to start off with, and I want to see if you'll actually say it on the radio because you said it on the podcast. I just want to see if this is real. Tell everybody the number that you would pay Jordan Love per year if you were the Green Bay Packers.
So what I would pay or what I think it would be?
The number you said on the podcast, you said $55 million a year. Joe Burrow money, I believe, is what you said, Ty Long.
Yes, I think that's what it's going to be if, like I said, Dak Prescott gets 60. Which the Dallas Cowboys have flubbed that situation in routine fashion. They always do. Yep. They never know when to pay their guys. And it's just, what a mess. So they'll probably end up just having to give the blank check. If that happens, if Dak Prescott becomes the first $60 million per year guy, hell yeah, Jordan Love's going to make 55. I mean, he should ask for it. And I think Green Bay's in a position where This is the one downside of waiting 3 years and developing a quarterback for 3 years. And I love it. I mean, more teams should do this, but you don't have much of a sample size. You know, you've got to make a big decision on very, very few games. So, it's going to be in the mid-50s. I don't even know if there's much debate at this point.
That is a lot of money for a guy that essentially was hot for a half a season. Now, they don't have anybody behind him, obviously. I was hoping for somewhere between 45 and 50. It's definitely not going to be 45. So it's going to be somewhere probably closer to 50 at the end of the day. We saw Daniel Jones get paid a ton of money with the Giants and it completely backfire. Do you have any hesitancy at all about giving Love this money?
Oh, I think there's hesitancy for sure. It's a huge contract. But if you're Green Bay, you just alluded to it, Sparky. What's your alternative? All right, if I'm Dave Ugaleta, I'm talking to Brian Gutekunst. I'm saying, okay, if you don't want to pay Jordan Love in the mid-50s, whatever that magic number is, good luck. You know, you've invested 3-plus years now. He's got a great thing going with Matt LaFleur. All these first and second-year receivers. I mean, look at the set of circumstances last year where your left tackle, David Bakhtiari, plays 55 snaps. You have Aaron Jones for 30-something percent snaps. Christian Watson, 40% of the snaps. It was not ideal for Jordan Love's first year, and he turned it on, as we all saw. So I think that Jordan Love has all of the leverage, and if you're Jordan Love, you're not in a rush here. I think it was interesting that Brian Gutekunst referenced the fact that they want to get this done by a training camp. Yeah, I bet Green Bay does, because more quarterbacks are going to sign. Jared Goff just signed, 4 years, $212 million. Tua Tagovailoa is going to sign. Trevor Lawrence is going to sign. And Tua and Jordan Love have the same representatives in Athletes First.
Yep.
So what's the timing there, right? Like, if I think that's such a – you know, we're not talking about that enough. Like, if Tua signs first, Jordan Love is going to want to use that as parameters and vice versa. And Tua just led the NFL in passing. And he sounds pretty frustrated with where those talks are with the Dolphins. So it's all of this is connected, and I get it. I get the hesitancy. It's there. It's real. He didn't play a lot of games. And it didn't end well either. I mean, let's remember his last throw. I just don't know if you're Green Bay, what else you can really do here. You're backed into a corner.
I'm not convinced that's Tua. I'm not convinced. He lost so much weight, he doesn't even look like himself. I'm not even sure who that is that's out there. I mean, he says he's Tua, so I guess we have to believe him. But he doesn't look anything like the dude that I watched on Hard Knocks at all. I keep looking. I'm like, I still don't see where Tua is. I don't see it. All right, let's talk about your co-host on this podcast of yours, on the Go Log TD podcast, where they're talking about Jordan Love. Jim Manos, is that how you say his last name?
Yep, you got it.
Man, what is his deal with Jordan Love? Why won't he buy into Jordan Love? I mean, he's talking about, well, you know, the defenses, they're going to see him another time. Okay, well, they saw the Lions the first time, and they saw the Lions the second time. What happened the second time? He whooped them. That's what happened the second time. Every time he's seen somebody a second time, he's crushed them. And again, it's 1 year, I understand, and there are so many different defensive things you can show a quarterback that probably takes a little while for him to adjust. But I guess I'm just not as worried about that.
I'm with you. The fact that he just improved at such a rapid rate from whatever I want to say, like that Chargers game on, it was unbelievable. I mean, he was the best quarterback in the NFL up until that across the body throw that we hadn't really seen at that point. So I'm with you 100%. I'll just say this. Monis, he was a scout for the Saints for a long time. And he's been around Drew Brees. He's been around Sean Payton. He was a right-hand man there with the Buffalo Bills. So he's seen the dark side of quarterback play in the NFL as well. And I should say that before the Saints, he was with the Eagles. And he's around Andy Reid. He's around Don McNabb. So, man, I trust his intellect at the quarterback position about as much as anybody in the NFL. He's been spot on a lot of different topics. I don't think he's down on Jordan Love by any means. I think that he is just saying, look, these defensive coordinators, now they've got 6.5, 7 months to dissect your game and to really diagnose those weaknesses that maybe you don't even know you possess yourself. We see this every year. I mean, there's so many quarterbacks that are one-hit wonders or kind of crash back to earth.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Degree, I just don't. I'm with you. I just don't think we're going to see in Jordan Love. I think this is somebody who has experienced a quarterback path unlike anybody else, really. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the only comparison. To sit 3 years and to study himself, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, these coordinators, they've had this long to break down Jordan Love's game, but Jordan Love had 3 years to break down his own game. I mean, he didn't play much, but every preseason snap, every regular season snap, he agonized over that Chiefs loss more than anybody realizes. I think that he's going to have the counterpunch to defenses' counterpunch. He'll be ready, and most importantly, Matt LaFleur is going to be ready. This is one of the best offensive minds in football. I think that Green Bay is going to be prepared schematically for anything that these coordinators throw at Jordan Love.
Talk with Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe today. Got the email today about the Jordan Love podcast in which they're talking about Jordan Love and his future and what to expect going into this year. Listen to it right away. Reached out and got Ty Dunn on the show. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. I have another one for you to throw back at him because I was like yelling at my computer as I was listening to this, trying to help you.
You should have had him on. I love it. You could have given him hell.
Yeah, this is the other thing. I mean, you get Jeff Hafley, who's coming in, which means Jordan Love, who's faced Joe Barry-style defense, a 3-4 defense in what he did. So he's got that in practice. He's got game experience from last year. Now he gets Hafley's defense, which is going to be much different than what Joe Barry did with this 4-3 style defense. He's going to get to practice against that in training camp. He gets to practice against that on a day-to-day basis. I think that also puts Jordan Love into a better situation to be more prepared as he heads into the season.
You're not going to get an argument out of me, man. That's the other thing to this is going into 2023, I think we all thought the defense would have Jordan Love's back. All the first-round picks, all the rising talent, it just seemed like maybe that was a silver lining to take out of that final month to the Aaron Rodgers season, right? It just wasn't there. I mean, when it was too little too late. Carolina Panthers almost came back and embarrassed you late in that season. So, yeah, I think the fact that the defense is going to be better, I hadn't really thought about that. Facing that unit every day in practice is going to benefit Jordan Love, but it's going to benefit him on Sundays. There were so many games where it was Jordan Love bailing out the defense when really the defense should be bailing out the young quarterback. I mean, he didn't get that help from the defense, didn't get that help from a left tackle that was out for all of about 55 snaps. Aaron Jones came on late. Man, he was good at the end of the season, but he was out most of the season. I just cannot wait to see what Jordan Love can do with receivers that are a little more experienced, with the Josh Jacobs, who's younger than Aaron Jones and should be healthy and can catch the ball. Marshawn Lloyd is a load, and I think he'll be a great receiver, too, out of the backfield. There's a lot to get excited about with Jordan Love. And with C.J. Stroud, I mean, C.J. Stroud had 19 guys on IR last year. I get it. His defenses are going to be preparing for him, too. But now he's got Diggs and Tank Dell back from his injury and Nico Collins. And these young quarterbacks, we can agonize over, oh, my God, how do they duplicate what they did the year before? How do they grow? And these quarterbacks, they didn't have ideal situations. Right? It wasn't perfect around either guy last year.
So what does your guy Manos think of LaFleur as a play caller compared to some of these other guys in the league? Because I think he's a really good one.
Oh, he likes them. And how could you not? We're finally seeing it. Last season was the first time that Matt LaFleur was really able to unleash his offense on the NFL. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, you know, no secret at this point, right? Headline news, he's going to do what he wants at the line of scrimmage. And it was great at times. Won a couple MVPs and won a lot of games up until, you know, the playoffs when things typically would crumble for the quarterback. But I think that Matt LaFleur had to feel liberated to call a play and then see that play actually run at the line of scrimmage. All right, to be in Jordan Love's ear, look for this, look for that, and then it's executed. That was not the case with Aaron Rodgers, and so when he physically started to decline and he didn't really want to work with these young receivers and he's complaining about it on McAfee, yeah, it got ugly. So I think that, you know, that Matt LaFleur proved himself, but also he kind of had to adjust on the fly with all these injuries last year too. I mean, you're breaking in Rashid Walker at left tackle, so maybe you got to give him a little help. Like Christian Watson can't really stay healthy, so you've got, you know, Dontavian Wicks out there and a lot of young receivers, and then your tight end goes down. Man, as a play caller, he wasn't even really able to hit his stride until mid-November on as well with the quarterback. So I think that even though we think we saw what a Matt LaFleur offense looks like in full, there were stretches last season when he probably had to send the playbook just so guys could play fast.
No doubt about it. He is Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. I got something a little bit off script. We were talking about it in the segment before you came on. They're releasing the Madden NFL 25 cover coming up on June 11th. Who do you think belongs on it?
Who do we want to see you know, suffer a slow torment of a season, right? Like, is the curse still alive? I haven't really kept up to date on that. Is that still a thing?
I asked Charlie, because he's a Bears fan, about Caleb Williams, and Charlie said absolutely not. He hasn't earned it. Charlie thinks you should have to earn your way onto that cover, that it's something to be revered because it involves John Madden. CBS Sports says that Travis Kelce is probably the guy that will probably end up getting it. I say that it should be Travis Kelce with Taylor Swift on the cover. Oh, both of them. Taylor Swift should be the person singing the song when the game starts. Taylor Swift should be in a suite during Chiefs games, cheering on the Chiefs and with shots going to her in the suite when he scores touchdowns or whatever. You would sell more Madden copies.
Degree. I'm with you. I just don't think we're going to see in Jordan Love. I think this is somebody who has experienced a quarterback path unlike anybody else, really. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the only comparison. To sit 3 years and to study himself, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, these coordinators, they've had this long to break down Jordan Love's game, but Jordan Love had 3 years to break down his own game. I mean, he didn't play much, but every preseason snap, every regular season snap, he agonized over that Chiefs loss more than anybody realizes. I think that he's going to have the counterpunch to defense's counterpunch. He'll be ready, and most importantly, Matt LaFleur is going to be ready. This is one of the best offensive minds in football. I think that Green Bay is going to be prepared schematically for anything that these coordinators throw at Jordan Love.
Talking with Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe today. Got the email today about the Jordan Love podcast, in which they're talking about Jordan Love and his future and what to expect going into this year. Listen to it right away. Reached out and got Ty Dunn on the show. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. I have another one for you to throw back at him, because I was like yelling at my computer as I was listening to this, trying to help you.
You should have had him on. I love it. You could have given him hell.
Yeah, this is the other thing. I mean, you get Jeff Hafley, who's coming in, which means Jordan Love, who's faced Joe Barry-style defense, a 3-4 defense in what he did. So he's got that in practice. He's got game experience from last year. Now he gets Halfley's defense, which is going to be much different than what Joe Barry did with this 4-3-style defense. He's going to get to practice against that in training camp. He gets to practice against that on a day-to-day basis. I think that also puts Jordan Love into a better situation to be more prepared as he heads into the season.
You're not going to get an argument out of me, man. That's the other thing to this is going into 2023, I think we all thought the defense would have Jordan Love's back. All the first-round picks, all the rising talent, it just seemed like maybe that was a silver lining to take out of that final month to the Aaron Rodgers season, right? It just wasn't there. I mean, when it was too little too late. Carolina Panthers almost came back and embarrassed you late in that season. So, yeah, I think the fact that the defense is going to be better, I hadn't really thought about that. Facing that unit every day in practice is going to benefit Jordan Love, but it's going to benefit him on Sundays. There were so many games where it was Jordan Love bailing out the defense when really the defense should be bailing out the young quarterback. I mean, he didn't get that help from the defense, didn't get that help from a left tackle that was out for all of about 55 snaps. Aaron Jones came on late. Man, he was good at the end of the season, but he was out most of the season. I just cannot wait to see what Jordan Love can do with receivers that are a little more experienced, with the Josh Jacobs, who's younger than Aaron Jones and should be healthy and can catch the ball. Marshawn Lloyd is a load, and I think he'll be a great receiver, too, out of the backfield. There's a lot to get excited about with Jordan Love. And with C.J. Stroud, I mean, C.J. Stroud had 19 guys on IR last year. I get it. His defenses are going to be preparing for him, too. But now he's got Diggs and Tank Dell back from his injury and Nico Collins. And these young quarterbacks, we can agonize over, oh, my God, how do they duplicate what they did the year before? How do they grow? And these quarterbacks, they didn't have ideal situations. Right? It wasn't perfect around either guy last year.
So what does your guy Manos think of LaFleur as a play caller compared to some of these other guys in the league? Because I think he's a really good one.
Oh, he likes them. And how could you not? We're finally seeing it. Last season was the first time that Matt LaFleur was really able to unleash his offense on the NFL. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, you know, no secret at this point, right? Headline news, he's going to do what he wants at the line of scrimmage. And it was great at times. Won a couple MVPs and won a lot of games up until, you know, the playoffs when things typically would crumble for the quarterback. But I think that Matt LaFleur had to feel liberated to call a play and then see that play actually run at the line of scrimmage. All right, to be in Jordan Love's ear, look for this, look for that, and then it's executed. That was not the case with Aaron Rodgers. And so when he physically started to decline and he didn't really want to work with these young receivers and he's complaining about it on McAfee, yeah, it got ugly. So I think that, you know, that Matt LaFleur proved himself, but also he kind of had to adjust on the fly with all these injuries last year too. I mean, you're breaking in Rashid Walker at left tackle, so maybe you got to give him a little help. Like Christian Watson can't really stay healthy, so you've got, you know, Dontavian Wicks out there and a lot of young receivers, and then your tight end goes down. Man, as a play caller, he wasn't even really able to hit his stride until mid-November on as well with the quarterback. So I think that even though we think we saw what a Matt LaFleur offense looks like in full, there were stretches last season when he probably had to thin the playbook just so guys could play fast.
No doubt about it. He is Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com. I got something a little bit off script. We were talking about it in the segment before you came on. They're releasing the Madden NFL 25 cover coming up on June 11th. Who do you think belongs on it?
Who do we want to see, you know, suffer a slow torment of a season, right? Like, is the curse still alive? I haven't really kept up to date on that. Is that still a thing?
I asked Charlie, because he's a Bears fan, about Caleb Williams, and Charlie said absolutely not. He hasn't earned it. Charlie thinks you should have to earn your way onto that cover, that it's something to be revered because it involves John Madden. CBS Sports says that Travis Kelce is probably the guy that will probably end up getting it. I say that it should be Travis Kelce with Taylor Swift on the cover. Oh, both of them. Taylor Swift should be the person singing the song when the game starts. Taylor Swift should be in a suite during Chiefs games, cheering on the Chiefs with shots going to her in the suite when he scores touchdowns or whatever. You would sell more Madden copies than you've ever sold. Every sports talk station in this country would be talking about it, bashing it, but talking about it. Every TV show would be talking about it, including the Good Morning Americas and all that other stuff. It would be the biggest thing that that Madden franchise has ever done.
Oh, man, that would be brutal. I mean, we'd have to put up with all of the fanfare, all of the propaganda. You know, Roger Goodell would get involved.
Yes.
There'd be segments on NFL Network. I mean, my throat would probably be sore from puking. It would be brutal. I mean, I'm so pissed off that you just put that thought in my head, Sparky. I can't even go there.
It's so successful. I'm telling you, it works. It works, Tyler. I'm telling you, it works, and you know it.
That's what's depressing about it. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But oh God. And I'm not even one of these like anti Taylor Swift football people either. Like she's pretty good. I mean, maybe a little overrated, but her songs are catchy and whatever. It seems like their relationship is real. I thought it was fake at first to benefit all parties involved, but they're still together. So it's a real thing. To answer your question, give me Wyatt Teller. Give me a lineman. Give me somebody who exemplifies everything we love about football. It's Wyatt Teller, an alligator hunter. You know, he loves drinking a bourbon. I want some blood trickling from his nose. You know, just somebody that brings real football. You know, football's going so soft, and now they got the hip drop nonsense.
Yep.
They want to push flag football on us. Bring it back to its roots. I want violence. I want blood. You know, maybe just like an arm on the cover. It's like, I don't know whose arm it is. It's attached from a body. I want to scare people away from buying it.
No. Taylor Swift's arm with like part of a dress hanging off of the side of her arm, and you'd be all excited, Tyler Dunn. Yes, Tyler Dunn. GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter. Ty Dunn, and my producer who played offensive line at college, is very happy with your idea. So you want him over, Tyler. Thank you so much, buddy.
Beautiful. All right, man. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Take care. There he is. Tyler Dunn. GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.